Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
During our lives, you'll notice that from time to time, aspects of our lives can and do go wrong for us, or they fail for any reason. But that doesn't mean that failure is totally unpredictable and completely unmanageable. If you're someone who thinks this way, then what you're lacking is strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is, in essence, quite simple. All it requires is to rationally and realistically think about the situation that you're in, taking in the variables that could change it. I mean, literally, it just means looking at a problem and analysing objectively where the issues lie, what's causing them, and how they can best be solved in the future. So, what's the best way about going about thinking strategically? When something goes wrong, for those of us who lack strategic thinking, what often tends to happen is that you can view it as a worst-case scenario. Let's say, for example, that you've been trying to solve something. It could be a difficult math question, or getting your head around the universal instructions to put together a difficult bit of furniture, an IKEA dining table. Regardless of what it is, you'll need strategic thinking to help you get through it. Now, I'm not saying that the inability to construct a table is the end of the world. Instead, it's about how you approach it. See, without being able to rationally consider where the issues are, you can't start to reasonably figure out a solution. It's easy to assume that bad things only happen to us as individuals, especially now when it's so easy to see other people's successes thanks to social media. But as what you're seeing is the final product, it's not the journey they took to get there. And this is another key point. Strategic thinking isn't just about how you deal with the problem. It's also about how you approach it, how you consider it, before it potentially turns into the problem. Things don't go wrong and don't work for any particular reason. They just do, because of something else, gremlins maybe. Now, whatever this is, it might be difficult to spot at first. Hence why it's so important to think about a sensible approach or plan, just as it is about dealing with actual issues when it happens. Ultimately, there's a variety of things you can do to improve your own strategic thinking. The Centre for Management and Organisation Effectiveness lists 5 things that you can do to improve your strategic thinking ability. Let's take a closer look at what they are. You need to make time for progress. When you're constantly looking at analysing and fixing problems, it can be easy to get distracted from what really matters. Essentially, constantly looking backwards means you're not looking forwards. Now, this doesn't mean that if something goes wrong, you shouldn't try to deal with it. What it means is that you've got to remember what it's for and what you're working towards. If you can't figure something out straight away, don't forget about it, but don't get panicked and bogged down with your solution if it doesn't work straight away. Prioritise your tasks and remember that progress is the best indicator of success. And then there's your biases, your bias. We've touched on this briefly when we spoke about considering failures as worst case scenarios. The reason we do this is because we're letting our bias take control of our emotions and our thoughts. We're the only ones who are truly aware of how we view our situation. But being able to view it rationally, where we don't consider ourselves to be at the centre of the universe, can help with strategic thinking. Now, what this might sound like is asking you to realise that the world doesn't revolve around your issues, but it's far from it, in fact. what realizing and understanding your biases does is make sure that you're able to view every possible angle and perspective, allowing you to get the clearest, most detailed view of your circumstances. And when you do this effectively, you can begin to consider how best to solve your issue. And then there's the ability to listen. Someone who's able to strategically think is able to listen effectively. When you have a plan, it's very easy to get overwhelmed with the idea that it's a great plan that can't fail. But this is only because you're seeing it from one perspective. By listening to other people and their ideas, their worries and doubts, you can begin to question in a constructive and pragmatic way how successful you might be in your venture. And when you do this, you're thinking strategically, and you can optimize your chances of success by simply avoiding failure that you didn't see at the start. And then just question. Like every good listener embraces everything, a good thinker questions everything. Now, this doesn't mean that you doubt your ability or your expertise. It just makes sure that rather than starting with the idea of "that'll do," you start with "this should work." Now, ideally, it would be brilliant if we all knew that plans and ideas were guaranteed success before we attempted them. But unfortunately, that's not how life works or how we learn best. And this is why it's vital to question. It makes sure that you've understood not just how to go about solving whatever it is you're trying to solve, but also you understand what you could possibly have in your way. To think strategically, you have to question relentlessly. And then we have to understand the consequence. And it's just to really drive home the idea of understanding obstacles and barriers, you have to understand your consequence. Every choice you make will lead to a consequence, an outcome. This doesn't necessarily mean it'll be good or bad. That's for you to discover and hopefully predict with your choice. But when you understand what your actions can potentially lead to, you can make better strategic decisions to avoid them. So you're thinking strategically. Now, why do it? What's the purpose? In life, not everything goes to plan. If you haven't experienced it already, you will. That's a guarantee. So if you're aware that not everything will go as expected or as you'd like, then you'll want to ensure that you do all you can to improve this and your situation within that moment. And that's why it's important to think strategically. Strategic thinking isn't just done on the small scale. Businesses need to think strategically in order to thrive, albeit it's people doing the thinking, but instead of thinking as an individual, they take into account multiple people across multiple parts of the business, all ranging at different levels of expertise and in different teams, communicating across up and down and horizontally. Essentially, businesses are complicated, and that's why the need for strategic thinking within them has never been so important. The world's technology rate is advancing at crazy speeds. There's never been more opportunities for businesses to take the world by the scruff of the neck and boost their product and services into the lives of billions of people, literally. On the flip side, though, there's never been more competition. And in today's climate, it's very easy to drown in all that competition. Strategic thinking is crucial to success. Whatever plans we make for ourselves, life has already got one in store for us, and sometimes we can't avoid it. But that doesn't mean we can't overcome it. When things go wrong, and in life they will, it's important to remember strategic thinking. View things from a wider perspective, and understanding your actions will lead to before, during, and after an event can help you achieve that success. You never want to go into something blind, so help yourself by preparing. Think about what you're about to do and give yourself the best possible chance of coming out the other side unscathed by thinking strategically. Now, in this talk, I've alluded to a couple of other podcasts that we've done recently. Active listening, and also shift your perspectives. So have another listen to active listening and then shift your perspectives. I think you'll find them very interesting, especially as they align so well with strategic thinking. Well, I wish you well and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.